So the reality of our new life is living for Christ, living in Him, believing all that He has done. And the Holy Spirit in us will transform our lives. The Bible says the Word was made flesh. So the Word of God that we believe and that we practice and live in, because we are not just called to be hearers of the Word, but doers of the Word. That same Word transforms us through our faith in the finished work of Christ. You see, it's a reality.
And that right there is the voice of my guest today. It's the voice of the Father to my guest today. You know him. We've played his music so many times. I feel like he's part of the family here at Impact. And he's such an amazing, incredible artist. He's a producer, a singer, songwriter, an award-winning artist. And he's released his third album. It's called My Beautiful Reality. And that was the intro of the album. And today we get to speak about this beautiful album. And we could find out, what is this beautiful reality that Called Out Music is speaking about? So without any further ado, help me welcome Called Out Music.
Yo, what's going on? What's going on?
Yes, sir. It's so good to finally have you on. I've been contemplating having you on for this interview. Ever since your project came out, I was like, I need to have Called Out on. And I finally got the guts to be like, you know, let me reach out to Called Out and set this up and make it happen.
Hey, come on, man. It's a pleasure. You already know every time.
What do you say to your intro? I think it's a vibe. It's a vibe. It's a vibe.
Every time,
yeah. Yes, sir. There we have it. But otherwise, before we get into it, how are you keeping up?
Well, I'm good. We were just catching up before we went on air, man, because it's been a minute. Like, it's crazy. I think I've had a great year. And coming to the end of it, you know, when you get to the end, you're like, everything is going to start slowing down. But it hasn't slowed down for me. It's got, you know, bigger and better. And at the same time, I need to rest. But, you know, there's so many good things happening. And I'm just trying to find, you know, the sweetness and the sweet spot in all the hustle and bustle of life. Sure. But I've had an awesome year, and I'm good. I'm keeping well. My family's well. And, you know, when your family's well, you know, there's little that can touch you. Do you know what I mean?
That's such a blessing.
Yeah, man.
And we're speaking about how, you know, like, you don't know what rest is, you know what I'm saying? And and I think for me, I just want to find out from you, what is up with that? Is it that when you are still and you aren't doing anything, you feel like, what am I doing with my life? Or do you have this constant pressure to just keep creating, keep working, keep doing what you're doing to such an extent where you feel maybe guilty for not doing anything and just like taking a chill pill?
That's a great question, man. I think it's a bit of both. I've been creating music for like 6 years full time. So every time I'm not creating something or doing some sort of content, especially because artists these days are like content creators now, isn't it?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's almost weird. Like, artists don't just make music. Like, you're a whole vibe. You're a whole business. You're a whole, you know, personality almost, which is good. And in some ways, it's like, I just want to make music, you know? Like, what's all this pressure? All these other things. So I think in all of that, I've learned that keeping myself busy needs to come with wisdom. So the thing that I do say no to, there are a lot of things I say no. There's a lot of invitations I turn down. But I think my mental space and my mental capacity, I always pray for the grace to keep thinking about new ways to bless people with what God has given me. So it's more about the mental structure of it all, as opposed to the physical, you know, going out and touring and traveling and, you know, recording albums. So it's just more of the thought processes and the planning that goes on behind the scenes. And I do feel guilty sometimes when I'm just sat at home doing nothing. I'm like, yo, my mates are out there, you know, these and flying all over the world, and I'm just here eating, you know. Like, so I kind of feel guilty sometimes, but, you know, to each their own, rest is important.
You spoke about eating. What are you eating when you're just chilling down? I remember there's a time you post something on Instagram, and I think it was you're speaking about a certain dish. I don't remember which one it was, man. But
was it positive or negative?
Pardon me?
Was it in a positive way or a negative way?
No, it was in a positive way. I think it's one of her favorite dishes. And you're just like, something, man.
It's beans and plantain, bro.
Beans and plantain. You were like, yeah, this combination slaps.
Bro, it's heavenly, bro. I'm not even going to cap. Not even going to cap, bro. It's great. So I can't even make beans myself.
Yeah.
But, you know, Mumsy always comes. You know, when Mumsy comes through the care package, you know about that, bro. So she comes through the care package, and yeah, I just freeze it. And every time I just bring it out, put it in the microwave, and I fry the plantain myself. So, yeah, that's what I'm having.
Oh, man, we thank God for the moms, right?
Bro, facts.
And when it comes down to...
We be, fam.
Yeah, 100%. Bro. Now... What is your relationship with your father like? I mean, I love what you did with the intro to your, you know, your album, My Beautiful Reality. Having your father start off the whole project with this, you know, beautiful recitation, that was so impactful. At first, I didn't know it was your father up until, you know, I got to find out, oh, that's your father speaking there. For me, I was just like, wow, this is such a special thing. What is your relationship with your father like? And what made you think, let me have my dad open up the whole album?
I think what it is I've learned that music is going to stand here and it's going to stay here for many years after I'm gone. Sure. And I think my parents have had such a huge impact on my life. So I made it a conscious decision to have remnants of my parents, you know, last forever and ever, you know, as long as music exists. And these are conversations they always have with me. You know, they always talk about stuff like this to me, about calling, about music, about faith, about ministry. So on my previous album, my mom was on it and she actually left like a voice note towards the end of the album.
I remember that,
And on this one, my dad. I think our relationship has grown and I think it's adjusted and it's evolved, if I'm being honest. So it's quite a beautiful thing. The older I get, I stop seeing him as dad, the disciplinarian, or dad, the militant guy. And he's now like dad, my friend. Now that I'm getting older, you know, because, you know, my mom has always been the, hey, you know, hug you, kiss you goodnight, all that stuff. And Pops is always, you know, as you know, Pops can...
He can be hard sometimes. He was like...
No, you know, and they have their own way of showing love, which isn't, you know, super... Isn't always the softest, you know. But I think growing up, I wasn't also a very good child. You know, there were some moments where I was out of line. And, you know, Pops is always kind of there to pull me back in. And I now realize all those things he did for me were for my benefit. Mm. You know, all the talkings, and he never stopped talking, bro. He never stopped talking. Wow. And even right now when I grow up, I'm now realizing that he's a man just like me, you know, who had to make certain decisions and had to put his family first. And he's had to hustle to make sure his family are, you know, still coming up and alive and well. You know, it's like fathers go through so much that they rarely ever get to offload to anybody because all their family is just pinned on them. So now I'm seeing him as my friend, and we had that conversation on a fly, and I just realized the conversation was so beautiful. I just pressed record on my phone and that was it.
Wow.
And I wanted that conversation for myself because I'm learning to treasure moments. So every time I'm with my parents now, I just take photos of them. I record conversations when they're getting deep. I'm like, yo, like, you know, I hate to think about it, but a time will come where Pops and Moms are going to, you know, transition. And it's like, I need as much of them on this side of eternity for me to cherish and for my kids to have as well. So that's how that intro came along.
That really got me tearing up. Like, I've got a bit of like that water coming on my eyes right now, but... that's so beautiful, and just how that came from such an organic moment, and you decided to put it on the record as well. You know, we're gonna speak about your beautiful reality, but you spoke about this saying, continue your music, saying that since I decided to accept the direction that God wanted me to go over 5 years ago, which is now like about six, it has been a roller coaster ride full of steep drops and high climbs, happy crescendos and worrying troughs that got me shook. Can we just speak about that for a moment? I mean, before we speak about the beauty, you know, that you're experiencing now in this point in time, what were you referring to there?
Well, the low times, right?
Yeah, the low times and the steep drops.
Yeah. I think life is just one of those ones where you're always going to expect them. I think this year was the hardest year. I was talking to my manager last week because we went for a catch-up and an award show. Sure. And I was like, this has been my toughest year mentally, having to keep going back and saying there is still more music to come, or is this it? You know, sure. Every creative probably quits at least once a week from like...
I understand that.
Every creative probably says, nah, I'm done. Like, let me go do something else. At least, fam. And I think for me, it was just that whole looking after my mental health as well. Like, I'm going to be honest. Like, I was always that guy who wasn't too precious about mental health stuff. I never really paid attention to it, you know? I was like, you know, if you're good, you're good. If you're not good, then of course, like, you know, you should always seek help. And I'm so glad that there's so many avenues, but I totally was so naive to the fact that it could happen to me.
Sure.
You know, I was like, you're carrying so much as a creative, you're carrying so much music and so much, you're bringing so much joy to other people, that what happens when you need that joy and what happens when you need that? And I was, I went through moments of extreme sadness, I would say. You know, I wouldn't quite say, you know, it was depressive, because I realized that, you know, depression is actually it's a crazy thing to deal with. And I never want to, you know, dumb down the pain that people who are actually suffering go through. So I never want to just like use it, you know, as like a tag word. But I know there were moments of extreme, just low feelings and low emotions and sadness, where I was just not content with what I had. And I had this, this realization that I wasn't doing as well as I probably should be doing. There were so many things that just became giants in my life, you know? And music is one of those things, you just got to keep going. And how can you create from a place of emptiness, you know? And the fact that I was sad, I wasn't myself, I was recluse. I am an introvert anyway, but I think I was even more introverted during that season, not speaking to anybody. Wow. And on top of that, I wasn't creating anything. So it's like the one thing that I do the best and I do the most, I can't even do. Those are the low moments I'm talking about. And I think God was always there reminding me that I am, in his eyes, I'm Samuel. I'm not called out music. You know, I'm just one of his children. And he was just inviting me to just remember that, like, dude, like, before you were called out music, I loved you the exact same. Yeah. You know, you're not as loved now that you're a minister of the gospel, or you've brought people to Christ. Like, it's the same love, and you need to know that for yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think from that place, I started to regain my confidence back, that, you know what, if it's not something I pray or wish for, but if this was all to end tomorrow, I'm satisfied with the fact that Jesus loves me. And, you know, God knows who I am. And that is something that picks me up really well.
Called out. We're going to take a bit of a break, but this is what we're going to do. I feel like this is a perfect segue into what we're speaking about. Walk With Me, featuring Sam Henshaw and I Am RSQD. It's by Called Out Music from his latest album, My Beautiful Reality. And we'll be back.
Tell me, what's the point of doing life alone? Swings and merry-goes don't feel the same. I know it's hard to trust when you've been hurt before, but I wanna be the one to share that pain. Oh yeah, take my hand and walk with me. Yeah. On the road that never ends, let it out, just talk to me. Yeah, take your time, cause life is a weekend. I hope you know I'll be right there to love and hold ya. I'm gonna help you take that weight off your shoulders. Every moment of the day, I'll be the light to guide you.
Them in the morning, you gon' see them in the evening, it's okay. Sometimes life gets hard, but you don't need to feel the strain. Oh, said you ain't gotta worry about it, said you just gotta pray about it, it'll change.
I'm gonna help you take that weight off your shoulders. Every moment of the day, I'll be the light to guide you. I know it's hard to believe it, but I promise you'll see better days.
Sometimes it feels like cold weather, the rain just won't let up. I've seen famine, a pandemic, peace, war, terror. I've seen chaos, but God reigns, no umbrella. Lucifer running riot, but God makes no errors. I'm not trying to be pious, but he conquered every giant like David Goliath. I found strength in my weakness. When enemies surround me, you're my only defense. When I play hard to get, you patiently waited. But life is not
a... This is the kind of music that you can jam to. If you're chilling with your friends, you're driving in the car, you're at home, you're on the plane, wherever you are, you can just play this. It's called Walk With Me. It's by Called Out Music featuring Simhancho, and I am RSQD. Samuel, I'm going to call you with your first name right now. You know what I'm saying? Called Out Music, man. It's such a pleasure being able to speak about this. Your project is quite phenomenal. I feel like the songs in the album, all 11 songs, I think 10 songs probably, and then the intro, you know, with your father. But they have different messages that relate to different groups of people as well, at different points of life. Let's just talk about your beautiful reality. What brought you to this album? What were you thinking about? What were you experiencing that led you to create My Beautiful Reality?
Yeah, I think that we were catching up before. I think just continuing that, and there are certain songs that are like linchpins for the project. I think realizing who I am in Christ was like the highlight of my year, this year. You know, I'm not perfect. I'm an extremely flawed human being, like still going to make some more in the future. You know, I can't say I'm perfect, and okay with that. You know, I'm okay with being transformed, and I'm okay with being continually changing to God's image. And my reality is one that it's full of peace. You know, as Christians, we always do this thing where we speak prophetically, right? We always speak like, you know, even if you're going through a storm, like you say, nah, it is well with my soul. You know, no matter what comes my way, I am strong, I am healed, I'm delivered, I'm loved, I'm not forsaken, I'm never alone. You say all those things even while you're going through it, because you know that God is always going to come through for you. So my beautiful reality is that, you know, living in the fact that God has loved me and given his son for me. So I have everything that I need in Christ, even though it may not look like it. It's just this beautiful, you know, reality where sometimes it doesn't look as you wanted to. Yeah. But the reality of the issue is that, you know, it's always going to work out fine. So hence why all the songs have all these elements and songs about trust, songs about, you know, healing, songs about God always being there, because that's the reality we're walking in. Yeah.
My beautiful reality. I love that. What are people's responses to the project? So what have they been saying or experiencing from listening to it?
Oh, it's been love. Even looking at the Spotify Wrapped thing that's just dropped, and you're seeing how many people fully love the project, and I've been wowed by it all. You know, there's certain songs that people have just catapulted to like the top of my Spotify listings, and I'm like, yo, that's crazy. Like, because it's always nerve-wracking for any artist to drop music, any artist, like, sure, doesn't matter what stage of your career you're at, like dropping a full body of work is like it's a major thing. And the fact that I've been able to drop it, and people who've really taken to it, nah, man. Like the comments, the love, the prayers, all of that stuff, the testimonies. It's been great to hear and to read. And sometimes I just go on like Instagram and just encourage myself with people's messages from the album. Like, it's just so touching, you know.
Oh man, that's beautiful. And now with the people that you featured on the project, right? Simhancho is one guy that's like I'm a huge fan of as well. And when I saw that collab, I'm like, my boy, come on now. Oh man, you know, how did that come about for you?
So he's my friend, man. Like, it's crazy because I've known Sam for about two and a half, three years now.
Wow.
So I remember we used to catch up like just down in Southampton. We would just go for like a drink, go for a coffee, go for a lunch. And so really what happened was I just told him, dude, I'm such a fan of your music. I think you're incredible. And But yeah, likewise, let's work. So it's one of them ones, you know, when you're with the man, then you're like, yeah, let's work. And then everyone is so busy and you never really quite get round to it. Yeah. I think my boy Gayton, who produced this, also plays guitar for Sam. So I was in the studio and Gayton was like, nah, let's get Sam on this. I was like, yeah, cool. So we reached out to him. He came through to the studio. He pulled up. And the rest is history. And then I got my boy, I'm Rescued, who's an incredible rapper, man. Like, he's cold.
Oh, so that's how you say his name. I was busy saying each letter on its own, bro. Like, I'm like, I am RSQD, bro.
Yes, I'm like, I'm Rescued by, you know, by Christ and stuff. So it's like, it's quite a clever name, actually.
It is.
So he was just like, yeah, bro, like, let's do it. And he sent me his verse, Cold. I was like, yeah, cool. The album is there. The song is sounding very dope. And it's literally just hit over 1 million on Apple Music. So shout out to the both of them.
Hey, shout out. This is amazing.
For sure.
I mean, we celebrate those moments because it's a big feat, you know. When people like are supporting and listening, that means a whole lot, you know. That's you know, people saying we're loving what we're hearing.
For sure.
And so, I'm so great. What about an artist like Governor B as well? I mean, he's one of those incredible artists as well. I feel like you really gave us a lot in this project with the people that you featured.
So the truth of the matter is, Gov is also like a good friend of mine. Like, we was on the phone for about half an hour last night.
Oh, wow.
And stuff like that. I was very particular about this project being friends of mine who are actually in my world, who are in my reality. Like, it's, you know, not to have play on words, but it's just like, I wanted to make a project with people who I knew and people who knew me, yeah, to the point where if I sent them a song, they knew the context of which I was sending it to. So I had spoken to Gov a lot about trusting God. And I sent him a song about, you know, trusting in God. And he was like, he was not only writing a verse, it's not just writing a verse for a song, you're writing for a friend of yours who you've had a conversation about.
Wow.
So whatever you say feels real. And he also has had a season at the time, because we were sharing about it, where he was going through that. And it's all that stuff. Like, and I make sure, even the only person on the project who I probably didn't know beforehand was a girl called Zoe. But I went up to Birmingham where she stays and recorded her vocals rather than her just sending me vocals, because I wanted to get a sneak peek into her world and her mind and talk to her about issues that we were facing. And, you know, hence she recorded from that place of, because it's community. I just don't want a feature. I want a community. I want a family of like artists that I love, sure, and who trust me. So yeah, so all these guys are my friends and they're people that I love.
I really love your take on collaboration and just wanting the authenticity of relationship involved without it just being like, I'm going to, you know, work with this artist just because, you know. I think you can also feel and hear the chemistry, you know, when artists are more or less on the same wavelength, you know, from that place of connection. You posted something on Instagram, on your story, and you said, today showed me that so many of the people I call friends truly, truly love the music I make. That has made my day. Then they don't just listen because we're friends, but because they love it. Gonna go cry for some time. Did you cry?
I was tearing up. Like, because the Spotify rap thing came, yeah. You're seeing, obviously, like, my friends just started sending me, like, yo, you're my top artist this year. Like, wow. And I'm not just like, they were like, I'm talking 3,000 minutes spent listening to the music, 4,000 minutes. Like, I was like, yo, what? Like, these are people that I talk to. I'm like, yo, do you want to go grab a lunch and stuff? And it was quite emotional. And I think with music, when your friends become fans, that's when you know you're doing something right. That's because crazy. Your friends are the most honest people to you and they don't have to support your team, but they're choosing to support it even without you saying anything. It means that, they genuinely are rocking with you. And for me, that was so mind-blowing, for real.
It slaps different when your friends are the ones who are really, like, supportive. Because sometimes friends can just be like, yeah, he's my boy. He's no, you know, he's my friend. But, you know, I listen just to support. But when someone, like, intentionally just goes so hard for you, that's amazing.
That's the vibes, man. That's what you want.
It's a vibe. It's a vibe every time. Okay, that's me trying to, you know, to do your, you know, your line there. Shouting out to your friends as well. But called out, I just want to find out which song out of the project was the hardest to write. You know,
ooh.
Yeah.
Provider.
For real?
Yeah, bro. Wow. Like, Provider took me a few goals, actually. Because, yeah, I've been doing this thing recently where I just press record on the mic and I just go.
Oh, wow.
And I literally loop it and loop it and loop it, and whatever comes, comes. Like, that's how Hold On Me was created. We were in the studio and I was just like, okay, get in, just press record. And I wrote for like 10 minutes and yeah, the song was done. So, but Provider is such a meaningful song because it tells a story of God's provision. And it's a weird one because it tells the story of God providing your needs, not from the point of view of financial provision, but from the point of view of perspective. So God is providing for me because I know him to be a provider, because once my perspective changes from wanting what he can give me to wanting him for who he is, then I start to realize that when he does provide for me, I just need to open my eyes and see the things around me and see how he's already started providing. So if you only want his hands, you're always going to want the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. But if you want his heart, you start to see how his heart is so kind and loving towards you that you wake up in the morning. The fact that you've woken up, God, thank you for providing me with life. The fact that you can go to the store and pick up bread and stuff like that, you're like, wow, thank you for providing my needs. You're healthy. Dude, a lot of people aren't healthy. Let's not you know, underestimate that.
Yeah.
You know, you're alive, you've got breath in your lungs and all that stuff. And I start looking at these things from such a place of gratitude, so much so that when God in his own wisdom decides to bless me with a car or bless me with a child or bless me with a wife, I'm not going, oh God, you've done this one thing for me that I've been asking for, but rather I'm going, oh God, you are still good. And even in the times when God says, okay, he takes that car away from me, or say even to go deeper and go and cut deeper. Some people suffer even loss of family members and spouses. And, you know, you've earned £1 million and you've lost it in the space of a year. You started a new business and you were so happy and you lost it. In the face of fear, in the face of loss, in the face of trials, my heart position should be, God, you are still good. And I'm still going to trust you because you still provide. You know, you give and you take away, and I trust your wisdom. So that Provider song was about trusting in God's sovereignty, as opposed to just like, hey, God, give me, give me, give me. Because if I trust his sovereignty, whether I have or I don't have, like Paul says, I learn to be content.
Thank you for sharing that. That's really profound. So called out, what's next for you? What are you excited about in the coming season? Anything we can look forward to? I know you got a show in March next year, and I think it's your show back in the UK after so long.
Yeah, bro, after what, 2023, that'll be 5 years, man.
Wow.
Like, that'll be 5 years since I last done a London concert. So it's been a minute. Yeah, we're looking forward to that. I might, a little birdie's telling me that we might have an EP ready early next year.
Ooh.
So that's going to be dope. So leading up onto the concert, bro, I would say, expect madness. Like, we're just gonna go all out, just try to, you know, get the word out there. But it's an exciting start to the year for me, but I think I'm also looking forward to resting some way between, you know, Easter season and maybe the summer, you know, like just to, you know, kick back, bro. It's necessary. I think it's also a part of worship, getting to rest and take care of your body. So
we really need that rest, man. And I think for you as well, having worked so hard and keeping on working as well, you need that moment just to woosa, you know, you take it in. Man, it's been such a vibe, you know, speaking to you and having this conversation about My Beautiful Reality. Like, you've really taken us on a journey and just getting to understand, you know, the beauty of that. But before we close this up, I've got an insert where it's called Top 5. I've got 5 questions, numbered 1 to 5, right? And behind every number, there's a question. So you get to pick a lucky number. I'm not even going to call it a lucky number. Any number between 1 to 5, and then I'll reveal the question behind that number. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, all right. Give it to me.
So what day of the week is it? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Alright, cool. Four.
All right. Basically, this is just to get to know you, you know, outside of you know, just the music and stuff. Number four, here's the question. If your house was on fire and you could only take five things from it, what would they be?
My laptop, my hard drive. So I've got a laptop, I've got a hard drive. I'll take that's a great question, man. My laptop, hard drive, phone. I've got this little gift set that I've kept for a long time since I've been young. I just love how it looks. I would take that because it just gives me memories.
Sure.
And I would take my mom's cooler because she would kill me if my house was on fire and she was like, how can you let my cooler burn? Because that's what home and she puts food inside for me. I would definitely take a Tupperware as well. So yeah, that's what I would take.
That last one, man. I didn't expect that one, but we know how precious those coolers are to moms, man. Like mothers and their coolers, you can't mess with their Tupperware. I don't know. There's something about it.
Yeah, that's me, man. That's what I would take.
Oh, man, it's a vibe. Looking forward to, you know, to what's coming up, you know, in your life as well. Next year, we're looking forward to the music. And hopefully you return to South Africa. I feel like I'm not speaking for myself, but I'm speaking for everyone who's gotten to, you know, listen to you, gotten an experience of your ministry. And I'm sure the people who were there at your concerts last year as well. Was it last year? No, a couple of years back, right?
Yeah, 2019,
before lockdown.
Wow, yeah, that's a long time. Man.
So you definitely need to return. We're looking forward to having you back. And you know, SA, it's home.
Sure, man. Nah, it's gotta happen soon, by God's grace.
Awesome. Be sure to follow Call Out Music on every platform, Instagram, YouTube page as well. Are you on TikTok, bruv?
Yes, I am, bro. Like okay. Literally cool. I'm everywhere, man. Can't run away.
100%. So be sure to follow Call That Music on all those platforms and stream the album as well. My Beautiful Reality, it's out everywhere. And let's run it up. Call That, blessings. Thank you so much for this chat.
Big love. Thank you so much. Take care, brother.
Take care. Thank you.